Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Health Chat. I'm your host, Lenore Moudou. Get this. According to the World Health Organization, low back pain has become the number one cause of disability worldwide. WHO says back pain is the disease with the greatest economic impact. And we will discuss this today as we welcome our guest expert, first chiropractor in Ethiopia. Her name is Dr. Selem Akelu. She's the founder and executive director of First Chiropractic and Rehabilitation Center in Addis Ababa. Dr. Selem, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you. Listen, in my introduction, I gave some findings that are very surprising to me, at least, and I'm sure to many of our listeners. How is spinal pain contributing more to the global burden of disease compared to conditions like malaria or HIV?
All those diseases combined would not be equivalent as the back problem that we're having in the world. Actually, it is said 1 billion people, 1 billion people are affected by spine problems. And that is a huge number. And it is much more in Africa than anywhere else in the world.
How do we comprehend that?
It has been so, but what makes it really, really worst is lifestyle. Posture is a major, major impact on this. How do we sit? How do we work? How do we pick up things? How do we sleep? For the urban people, we're sitting too much, and we're sitting in the computer, we're sitting with our neck bent, we are on our cell phones, and bending our neck with just a bit of a degree can affect the nervous system so much. Sitting affects the nervous system so much, to the point, actually, we used to say, smoking kills, you remember? Mm-hmm. Smoking kills, that is true. But the new smoking now is sitting. Sitting kills. Wow. The way we sit, with our shoulder hunched, with our neck, and that is affecting our heartbeat, our lung, how much it's expanding, how much oxygen we're taking. And sitting for a long time is one of the major problem. And obviously in Africa, labor, intense labor work, you know, our constructions, our farming, even our students, the way they're sitting. We have students sitting on the floor and bending, hunching, and young kids carrying heavy things, fetching water, fetching, you know, they go up and carry wood on their back. And all of those is the cause of a spine problem.
So the way you describe it, when you talk about the different activities and, for example, fetching water and farming and the way children sit, some children in some schools sit on the floor, or even the posture, it seems like back pain, back problems start at a very young age. Mm-hmm. Is that accurate?
Yes. It can start at a very, very young age, as simple as, you know, starting. By the way, even to go back, let me say, back pain can start from when a person starts walking. You know, the modern mothers are putting their children on this walkers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
By the way, those affect children.
Really?
Back problem, you know. A child should be crawling before he can stand or she can stand. Crawling creates the natural curve in our neck and our back. When a child is standing before crawling, the spine is going to come up very straight. Most of the time, kids would have problem by the time they're 18, 20, they'll start having back pain. And mostly the children who have never crawled would have back problem. So the modern mothers, please stop using the walkers. Let kids crawl and get up with their own strength. So the curve in their low back and the curve in their neck will be formed.
Fascinating. You know, these little things that seems that we don't know,
daily
life, daily habits that we have and are causing such long-term negative effect.
Yes.
So if we look at the problem of spinal pain, of course, is the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
We narrow down to low back pain.
Yes.
What are some of the frequent reasons why women versus men will have low back pain? Is there a difference between gender or it doesn't really matter?
Actually, it is kind of across the board, but a lot of African women have neck pain, people who are carrying things on their head.
Okay.
People who are carrying things on their back. And men, people who are carrying wallets in their back pocket. You know, when they have their wallet in the back pocket, when they sit, the hip bone will be shifted on one side. And that is a major cause for back problem. So, young men, please take out your wallet out of your back pocket. That would be an advice. Another one is a lot of young people, when they sit, I'm sure you see them in the cafes, in the movie house, or even at home watching TV, young people don't sit on their butt. They sit on their back like they're sliding.
Yes.
You know how they're sliding down?
Yes.
And that is another thing. Sit on your butt. Sit straight. And we call this in Ethiopia, katbalu, or we call it straighten up. So keeping your spine as straight as possible is another major thing that can really help prevent unnecessary back pain. Another thing is when we pick up something. When we pick up something, especially when something heavy, bend from the knee so you can have the weight more on your legs instead of your back. Because people will just bend from the waist and try to pick up something. That snaps the back. So simple things like that. Young kids don't carry too much books on your backpack.
Okay. So then these are very good advice. I mean, these advice, of course, help in prevention. But when you look at the big picture in terms of access to information. Talk to us about how we can do better, how things can be done a little better, because chiropractic expertise may not be accessible to many people.
That is true. Hopefully, though, we will have that very soon in Africa. Hopefully, more schools will come for that. But right now, what can we do? Yes, this problem exists. We have to work. The labor intense work have to be. So, how can we prevent this problem? And number one is we prevent workplace injury prevention.
Okay.
So we wanted to have the labor-intense industry, the people to do a 10-minute exercise before they start work. That will warm up their body, warm up the muscle, make them very present in the way they're doing things. So definitely, they will be much more productive in their work and will be good for the company. At the same time, we'll have a healthier nation. That is number one solution we have. The second proposal that we have is to work with schools. You know, spine, when children are growing, especially in the spur of their growth between the age of, I would say, 10, 11 to about 14, because they're growing very fast, it is good to watch their spine, how it is growing. So maybe focus with the exercise instructors at school, teaching the instructors how to screen for the spine. And we call it straighten up from childhood. And that would be called a scoliosis screening,
mm-hmm.
or look at how the spine is.
Mm-hmm.
And have the exercise instructors teach the kids to correct the back muscle, to strengthen the back muscle, for kids will be much more aware of their body, their posture, the way they work. So that would be a good place to prevent most of the diseases.
Okay.
And the third is really to work with the middle-level health professionals and all the clinics so they can implement exercise, therapeutic exercises to strengthen the back and correct problem instead of just giving them pain pills and narcotics for pain management.
Yes.
That are the proposals we have.
That's very interesting, Dr. Salem. And when you think about it, I mean, starting from the young generation, it's so much better because we prevent the long-term effect, right?
Yes.
So there's so much more I want to talk to you about, but we have to take a short break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll talk more to Dr. Salem Akilu. She's a chiropractor in Ethiopia, and we'll have more information and some good tips, as you heard earlier. We'll be right back on Health Chat. Don't go away.
This weekend, add some spice to your life. Tune in to Music Time in Africa. Hi there, I'm Heather Maxwell. Join me this Sunday for 55 minutes of energizing, commercial-free Pan-African music and music news. You'll hear reggae, maskandi, mande, afrobeats, alternative, traditional music, and more. Vintage Tune takes you back to 1971 Democratic Republic of Congo. And you'll also meet Northern Ghana's record-breaking, award-winning musical hero, Fancy Gadam. So, Fancy,
yeah.
I have been wanting to meet you for a while.
My name is Fancy.
So spice up your life this weekend with me on Music Time in Africa. Sunday and the following Saturday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time.
Welcome back. For those of you joining us late on Health Chat, tonight we are looking at chiropractic medicine and talking to our guest expert, Dr. Salem Akilu. She is the founder and director of First Chiropractic and Rehabilitation Center in Addis Ababa. Now, Dr. Salem, we talked about some of the conditions. We talked about how an expert like you can help people who have those specific conditions, but can you give us a sense in general of what chiropractic is? I know that it's something having to do with a system of integrative medicine and having to do with spinal manipulation to some extent, but how can we better comprehend what it is?
Thank you. Chiropractic is a neuromusculoskeletal specialty. What that means is it is involving the muscle, the nerves, and the bones, especially focusing on the spine, because the spine is housing the nervous system. The body is functioning by the order of the nervous system. That means the spine have to be really aligned properly for the body to work right.
One of the things that I've always been fascinated with is the fact that sometimes I feel like you guys rely on intuition. When someone comes and see you and say, I have back pain, and then I see some people start playing with their head, their shoulders. How do you know exactly if you don't do an X-ray? How do you determine what to move, what to shift, what to... How do you do that?
The training of chiropractic have a lot of what's called palpation.
Okay.
Our hands can literally be like an X-ray.
Wow.
When I touch somebody's neck, I know there is 7 vertebrae in the neck. So when I touch the neck, I know the alignment. If the alignment is not right, that means the nervous system is compromised in the neck. From the neck is the nerve that passes through the armpit to move my fingers.
Yes.
So aligning the spine and the neck will correct the problem in the arm.
Fascinating.
So our body is so fascinating.
It is fascinating.
The way it is designed. It's amazing.
It's fascinating. So why should people be interested in that field of work? Because according to statistics, as I was researching the topic, there are some chiropractors on the continent, but not enough. So why should they look into this specific field?
You know, the reason we don't have the schools, there's only one school in South Africa. Mm-hmm. Chiropractic was started in North America, so it's a very expensive education. So for an African to come to America and learn and go back and work in Africa is...
It can be costly, yes.
Costly. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll have our own schools, and it would be an amazing field for our continent to keep our people healthy.
Yes.
Because if a person's spine is really in alignment, the nervous system working right, a person will be much healthier. As you know, the body heals itself. So chiropractic helps the body heals itself by removing the interference of the nervous system compromise by aligning the spine.
So basically, if I understand correctly, when the spine is aligned properly, it's really kind of a foundation of good health to some extent. Is that what you're saying?
To most of the extent. Yes. Actually, okay. When the spine is aligned properly, that is the foundation for a health. That's why, even as a matter of fact, we say somebody is the backbone of something. And you know,
yes,
that is the foundation for that particular issue we're talking about. So the spine is the foundation for health. So that is it. As we do say, health is not the absence of disease.
Yes.
So health is physical, health is chemical, health is emotional. So when a person really works in all this by really breathing well, drinking enough water, drinking really good food, that means more vegetables.
Yes.
And thinking nice thoughts.
Yes.
Our thoughts create our health as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about earlier when we were, having a chat, you talked about some very simple exercises that we can do, for example, to prevent work injuries. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yes. And you know what? Simple advice I'll have is for people who are sitting a lot, who are sitting in the computer. Mm-hmm. I think it's getting a lot. And people who are really on their phone a lot. So what I would advise is let's be present and Atabalu means straighten up.
Straighten up.
Keep our spine. Take a deep breath and really breathe out. When we breathe out, we take a lot of toxins out of our body.
Okay.
And every hour, if possible, for 30 seconds. 30 seconds is not long, but it would do our body wonders. If we just get up, straighten up, move our shoulders,
Okay. Stand
up, mm-hmm, and go back to seat.
Right.
And we can even be much more alert. We can even function much better by just doing that. That doesn't cost anything.
No, it's free.
It,
and you just gave us some free consultation here. Thank you so much. So let's talk about what you do on the ground, specifically through your clinic. What kind of services and how readily available is it for the average person in Ethiopia? And you know, sometimes specialty care, such as maybe chiropractic, can be costly. So talk to us about that.
You know, when we started, we really made it our point. I know we're not enough. It's just we're making a dent,
yes,
but we are doing the best we can.
Yes.
And we want to make it affordable for everybody. So that's how we're approaching it. Hopefully, we can duplicate ourselves a lot. We're doing much more on prevention.
Okay.
We teach a lot on prevention, as on the subjects that we talked about.
Yes.
And right now we are moving on building up our first rehabilitation hospital. We're almost on the finishing part on that. And something very exciting we're doing, we're proposing a project of an active senior living center that would be housing about 150 people, and 50% of those hopefully will be the diasporas coming back, because we want our people to come back as much as possible, because they can do so much by contributing with the young people from all the fields of that they've been working before their retirement.
You mentioned the senior center. We don't see those very often. You know, back home, we tend to have our, you know, grandparents either with us at home or they are back in the village.
Yes.
But senior centers, that's a great idea. Why did you think about that?
This would be the first one, by the way. You know, we used to have family taking care of our seniors, but mm-hmm, lifestyles are not really allowing that. And it's getting to be very difficult. I don't care how much money you have. If you don't have people next to you,
yes,
that is nothing.
Yes.
So most of our diasporas, we want them to return back, because you know, some of the people my age living abroad don't have much to go back to. So creating a center and trying to have people that are coming from the same area, immediately we are really working in the Washington and Virginia area for people that know each other already to return back to live in that this particular project. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be duplicating to do that in other cities in the country. So that would encourage them to come back.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
You're listening to Health Chat. I am Linor, and we're here with Dr. Selim Akilu. She is a chiropractor in Ethiopia. So, Dr. Selim, people who live on the ground in Addis, how can they find out more about your work?
I'm in the city, in Addis Ababa, and I'm sure they can reach us.
Website?
Oh,
where
yes.
Are you located?
Yes, we're in Bole, in Addis Ababa, and they can Google our addresses.
All right. Yeah. Tell us some words of advice, something basic that you would want to leave us with in terms of maintaining proper posture every day when we wake up. What should we do?
Oh, I love that. I love that. Because that is the take home. The take home is, how can we be present to life? How can we be more aware? And usually I do ask, I'm going to ask you now that question. Okay. What happens when a child is born? What does a child do when a child is born?
Okay. What a child does first, he breathes and then cries.
Cries, yes. We talked about that.
Yes. And
when we start life, the first thing we do is breathe. And after we've done everything else, whether we're reporting on health, whether we're teaching, and when we finish, we breathe out.
Okay.
So, and we're going to say life is between two breaths.
Yes.
If that's so, how present are we on that? And let's be present about our breath. That would really solve most of our health problems. Actually, it's been said about 92% of most diseases are start from stress. What is stress? The physiological response of stress is first by holding our breath.
Yes.
When we don't have enough oxygen, when we don't breathe properly, our body becomes very acidic. When our body becomes acidic, our vessels constrict. When our vessels constrict, that's when disease starts. The hypertension, most of the chronic illnesses starts by not breathing. That's why aerobic exercise is so healthy. Aerobic means is with air.
Okay.
When we jump and when we walk, when we run, because we're taking a lot of oxygen. Oxygen heals. So what can we do? In the morning, if you can take 1 minute out of your time and take a deep breath,
mm-hmm.
and breathe out. In 1 minute, you can do 15 breaths and out. And with that breath, amazing thing can happen. Gratitude. Gratitude is the key for life.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude is the magic. Gratitude is the healing magic for our body.
Wow.
And then drink half a liter of water, empty stomach.
Okay.
and none of that cost.
Yes.
So my advice from life wisdom and education, we need to let our body heal itself. Our body is an amazing, amazing creation. Let's honor it, love it, thank it, and breathe for it. And that's my advice.
Oh, Dr. Salem, thank you so much. That was wonderful, wonderful. And we learned so much with this conversation. I think to know that, you know, even waking up in the morning and drinking water,
yes,
on an empty stomach,
yes,
it's part of the whole holistic approach,
yes,
to our wellness.
Yes.
And we really, really appreciate that. And some very good advice you gave us.
One more thing to finish up with.
Absolutely.
There is the saying that I love, and a South African saying, the word Ubuntu.
Yes.
Ubuntu is, I am because you are.
Yes.
And you are because we are. And we are because they are. So let's focus on how good we are for one another.
Yes.
And stand for that. That would be something I would advise our young people.
And it speaks to the fact that, you know, our emotional health, mm-hmm, has an impact on our physical health.
Yes.
Because you're working on the physical aspect, but also touching on the emotional.
Yes.
It's really speaks to that, right?
That is so true. Our thought creates our life, you know. Our thought creates our emotion. Our emotion creates our habit. Our habit creates our character. The character is our life.
Yes.
So thought creates life. Emotion. I wish there is something called an emotional hygiene so we can cleanse our emotion every day as we brush our teeth. We'll be healthier.
Yes.
It's one of the medicine I would recommend.
On this note, Dr. Salem, thank you so much. It was great to have you on Health Chat today.
Thank you. A pleasure.
We want to thank our guest, Dr. Salem Akilu. She is a founder and director of the first chiropractic and rehabilitation center in Addis Ababa. Thanks to all of you for joining us on this edition of Health Chat. If you want more information, keep the conversation going on our Facebook page on VOA Health Chat. I'm your host, Lenor Mudu, in Washington, with producer Des McKernan. And thank you for joining us. Until next time, take care. Be well and strive to make every day a healthy day.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 2230 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Unit.